before Christmas, when all through the house I searched for the tools to hand to my spouse. Instructions were studied, and we were inspired in hopes we could manage some assembly required. The children were quiet, asleep in their beds, while Dad and I faced the evening with dread. A kitchen, two bikes, a Barbie's townhouse to boot, and thanks to Grandpa, a train with a toot. We opened the boxes, and my heart skipped a beat. Let no parts be missing, returns are incomplete. Too late for last minute returns and replacements, so if we can't get it right, it's down to the basement. When what to my worrying eyes should appear? But 50 sheets of directions, concise, but not clear, with each part numbered and every slot named. So if we failed, we only could be blamed. More rapid than eagles, the parts then fell out. All over the carpet they were scattered about. Now bolt it, now twist it, attach it right here, slide on the seats and staple the stair. Hammer the shelves and nail to the stand. Honey, said hubby, you just glued my hand. And then in a twinkling I knew for a fact that all the toy dealers had indeed made a pact to keep parents busy all Christmas Eve night with assembly required till morning's first light. We spoke not a word but kept bent at our work till our eyes they were bleary and our fingers all hurt. The coffee went cold and the night it wore thin before we attached the last rod and last pin. Then laying the tools away in the chest, we fell into bed for a well-deserved rest. But I said to my husband just before I passed out, this will be the best Christmas without any doubt. Tomorrow we'll cheer, let the holiday ring, and not have to run to the store for a thing. We did it, we did it. The toys are all set for the perfect, most perfect Christmas, I bet. Then off to dreamland and sweet repose I gratefully went. Though I suppose there's something to say for those self-deluded, I'd forgotten that batteries are never included.